This year, our special broadcast falls on Veterans Day. I sat down with veterans and service members from the Northwestern and Evanston community to discuss what Veterans Day means to them.
Good evening, Chris Meter, U.S. Marine Corps veteran, 2000 to 2007, Board of Directors, American Legion Post 42, Evanston.
My name is Daniel Morrow. I'm a second-year midshipman at Northwestern's NROTC unit.
This is Will Shavai. I'm also a second-year midshipman at Northwestern NROTC.
I was just wondering, as people who have served or will serve, what does Veterans Day mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, you think about Veterans Day for me personally. I go back to the origin of what I believe was originally called Remembrance Day and coincided with the armistice, in which ultimately led to the end of the First World War, which took place on November 11th, 1918, the 11th hour of the 11th day. And as time has gone on in the United States of America, November 11th has become Veterans Day, which is the day that we recognize and commemorate the living members of our military services. But we use Memorial Day to commemorate the fallen who perished in the defense of our nation, as well as even those who did serve and celebrated Veterans Day, but ultimately have passed on. So I think it's an important thing for a lot of people to understand the separation of the two. Veterans Day can have a lot of different meanings for different people who have served. But for myself personally, I find it to be a day of camaraderie, to be able to get together with other veterans, to share stories, call up old friends that you may have served with and wish them well and check in on them and make sure that them and their families are doing okay. And also as a day of reflection. And it usually ends up being quite a week, especially for the Marines. We celebrate our birthday on November 10th and then November 11th is Veterans Day. So it's very important to, I think, all service members, but especially those who have served prior, unlike our midshipmen on the call today who are just beginning their careers and have a long time ahead of them to go. They will have Armed Forces Day to be able to celebrate with those who are going to be currently on active duty. But as they've already raised their hand, they are veterans.
I mean, I'm just a college student. It's a pretty tough question. I don't have a great answer for it, but I think it's an opportunity to reflect on the hardships of military service and to look out for people who have been through it and make sure they're doing okay.
I think of Veterans Day, I think of members of my family who have served and those in my community. And I think of the impact veterans have had in my life, from my high school cross country coach to my grandfather who encouraged me to do ROTC. I think that veterans have played an important role in my life. And I think that's Veterans Day is a way for us to acknowledge how the service of those in our community has helped our community for the better.
Veterans Day, as a celebration of veterans, as a remembrance of service, would be not properly covered if one didn't mention all the things that many veterans struggle with, including mental health issues, physical health issues. How does it make you feel knowing the road ahead of work that still needs to be done to support veterans?
Well, as I said earlier, it's a moment to call your friends, your people you may have served with, and check in on them and see how they are doing and how their families are doing. But that can't just be limited to one day a year. That has to have that network 365 days a year where we are able to reach out to and connect with each other. I've seen conflicting reports as of recent, but the typical statistic that is widely respected throughout the veterans community, as well as mental health medicine, is that 22 American veterans a day commit suicide. And that number, in our opinion, the opinion of all the major veteran service organizations, is entirely too high. We would we would like to get that number eventually down to zero. We know we do have our work cut out ahead of us, so that's why the community of veterans reaching out to others is absolutely paramount.
I would just say that I think understanding what veterans go through, like given the mental health experiences they may have encountered, I think as us, as future members of the military, as future officers in the Navy, I think that gives us some guidance on what to look out for. Obviously, I think wellness and health is something we really should prioritize as officers and as, you know, future division leaders. I think it's important to lead with not just like the job first, but also like taking care of yourself first as well.
I know Memorial Day to a very significant extent, and also to a maybe slightly lesser extent, Veterans Day. Especially for people who aren't veterans, are highly commercialized holidays. As people who are either veterans or active duty and have reserves, how do you react to the general commercialization of this holiday commemorating, you know, your and your fellow service members' service?
Memorial Day, obviously, is you're right. It's a heavily commercialized holiday with sales on patio furniture and things of that nature, but it's been kind of made to mark the beginning of summer more than a day of remembrance of the fallen. And I would say that for me personally, for Americans to be able to go out and celebrate with their families and barbecue and fly the flag and have activities of that nature with the ones that they love, as long as they are remembering in their minds what the sacrifice was that it took to have that barbecue or to sit around with your friends and you know, play a backyard game or something like that. And as long as the memory is somewhat preserved of that, I'm fine with it. I have never felt that Memorial Day should be a day of mourning, a day of national mourning, that it should be a day of remembrance, of remembering those who have fallen and appreciating and honoring the sacrifices that they made. Obviously, Veterans Day, being for those that are still with us, those that are living, you don't really see as much commercialization with Veterans Day as you do with Memorial Day. The only things that you really do see with Veterans Day, and this is relatively new, I would say, given in the last 20 to 30 years, is the rise in things of veterans discounts, veterans being able to go to lunch or dinner for free. Sometimes their families' bills are compensated by a restaurant or some type of smaller store. And that's kind of the way I see is business's way of trying to give back a small amount and saying, you know, we know you're here. We haven't forgotten about you. We think you're worth at least a sandwich and a cup of coffee. Come on in. I know there are a lot of veterans that do not like that system and they don't have to participate in it. But for a lot of the ones who do want to participate in free programs like that, I would encourage them to do so.
Any of you guys, if you have like a message for our, you know, our audience, please feel free to, you know, use this time.
Never be afraid to thank a veteran. It's sometimes, you know, it is said, you know, it's wrong to thank a veteran for their service. And some, you know, it's one of those things in life that some veterans appreciate that sentiment and some of them don't. But if you do, you know, see an individual that is out wearing their, you know, Army, Air Force, Marines hat that's walking around, it doesn't hurt to, you know, tell them thank you, or especially for our Vietnam veterans, to wish them a welcome home. But I will end with this is, when you see a veteran, be it somebody who may be 93 years old wearing his U.S. Army hat, who is you know, slow in front of you in the line at the grocery store, taking his time getting on and off the bus, and you're in a hurry. Think back to who that man or woman was when they were 19 or 20 years old, jumping off of a boat onto Omaha Beach with absolute terror in their eyes, and were the ones who helped defeat Nazi Germany or defeat Imperial Japan. That young man or woman at one point in their life was tougher, faster, bolder, and stronger than any of us could wish to ever be. So just think of that when you see those older veterans that are out there.
I just want to express my gratitude not only for veterans and their service, but for the veterans in my life and how they have shaped me to be the better person that I am today.
Thank you to Chris Meter of American Legion Post 42 Evanston and Daniel Morrow and Will Shamai of Northwestern ROTC for sharing their perspectives this Veterans Day. For WNUR News, I'm Daniel Gross.